Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Kauter Ben-Hanya. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Presenting the film, The Man Who Sold His Skin. Now, let me see if I can kind of give a brief description of what the story is like. The story is about the lead protagonist, who is a Syrian refugee, who in order to driven by love and desperation too, I guess, decides to sort of lend or absolutely give his back to a very powerful figure within the world of contemporary art. Is that a good...
I like very much the way you describe my character, so yeah, that's it.
Now, I'm interested as an art fan, not just a film fan, an art fan, whether you are fascinated with the contemporary art world, and I understand that this film is actually inspired by a true story. Is that true?
Yes, I like very much the contemporary world. I find it fascinating. I mean, it's full with contradiction. It's very elitist, and there is a lot of money. There is a lot of powerful figure, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like the progression of art arrived nowadays in a very strange place. So it's something that interests me a lot. And yeah, it's inspired by the work of the Belgian artist Wim Delvoye, who do a cameo in the movie. He's playing the part of the insurer,
right?
You know, so it's funny to take the real artist to give him the part of the insurer of the work, the artwork.
Yes.
And yeah.
Essentially, it's provocative art that's sort of examined. But I am curious because I do find that the film is also about freedom.
Exactly.
As well, right? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, I'm happy you saw this. It's a movie about freedom, your inner freedom, and when you are, you know, it's in contradiction with the rules, you know, where we live in, and how you find a way to impose your freedom, you know, to others. So to learn to be free, to be responsible with being free. So it's, the hidden theme, let's say, in the movie, it's about freedom.
So love, too, in a way, can trap us, right?
That's exactly. It's a movie about freedom and love, so...
they're basically very similar things, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a freedom to be loved and to love. So the character is driven by his love to this woman, so he's in this kind of position where he don't have much of choice, and he have to make hard choices, you know, to regain, to recover his love. So yeah, and so he's not that free, but we know that he's free from the beginning in his head. So we have to conciliate between both kind of freedom, you know.
Sure. Well, speaking of difficult choices, I have a difficult choice to make now because we are completely out of time, but I have time for maybe one more question. Obviously, one of the things that I think is going to be discussed about this film is the fact that the lead character is a Syrian refugee, and I did kind of want to ask you whether there was a specific reason for that as well.
I mean, the question of refugee, it's a big question in Europe and everywhere in the world, you know. I think it's one of the next question of our world, and the paradox when you want to talk about freedom, that refugee, they are free people, you know, they don't want dictatorship, they want to flee problems, you know, they are mainly free, but all the doors are closed around them, nobody wants them to come, you know, because you have the figure of otherness, you know, he's coming from outside, from a war zone, and you have this contradiction that I wanted to think about in this movie. Yeah?
Sure. Well, I would have wanted to ask you about the style of the film itself, because I found it very great, at times recalling the classic giallos as well. So stylistically and visually, it's a delight, but we don't have any more time, unfortunately. But it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.